This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
But it is a Monday. We can all tell it's a Monday from the scowl you have on your face. But it's okay. That's what we're here for. We're here to, I guess, alleviate some of that tension, that built-up frustration that you have, the fact that it is a Monday. And we do that by venting with what we like to call the list. The list is an ongoing list that we add to every single Monday with something that we're just frustrated with, something that grinds our gears, that really just
drives you crazy.
Right?
Yeah, we just sometimes need to get it off our chest, and when we do, then we feel better, and then we go about our day.
You got, if you have anything you'd like to add to the list, 312-946-4995 is both our phone line and our text line for you to get in. Do either of you guys have something you want to start off, kick things off by adding to the list?
Oh, do I?
Oh.
Oh, Kyle.
Wow, okay. Fresh out of the gate with a good one,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, that oh, do I was very weighted.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
The world's largest Culver's is added to the list.
What?
Okay,
why?
Guys. This weekend, Haley and I took a trip up to Wisconsin. Great time. Saw the world's largest Culver's. Knew we had to stop there for dinner.
Cool.
Let me tell you this. When you think the world's largest Culver's, you're thinking this big, grand place. You know, something that's going to blow your mind. This was basically the size of 1.5 Culver's. So not even that big.
What?
It wasn't big?
There was not even a t-shirt I could buy that said world's largest Culver's, which already ticked me off because I would have worn that today.
No merch.
And then...
That's crazy. They should have merch.
They should have merch.
The food was not good. And I love Culver's. I am a Culver's defender.
Culver's is great.
One of my favorite underrated fast food spots. It was the worst Culver's experience I've ever had.
Really?
And if you're the world's largest Culver's, you better be the world's best Culver's as well. It's added to the list.
So they just threw out the world's largest and it didn't even really
wasn't
mean
even that
anything.
Big.
They're phoning it in. It's like if we ever became number one and then stopped trying, which is kind of hard for us because we don't even try that much to begin with.
Yeah, it is true. If you're going to claim to be the world's largest Culver's,
you should be big.
You should be at least be the size of like a super Walmart.
You know what they say. Go big or go home.
Exactly.
That's do what they say. And maybe you need to go home, Culver's, and come back when you're big enough, okay? 312-946-4995. That's what we're talking about when you add things to the list. Kyle went to the Culver's. It wasn't happy. Well, it didn't hit the spot for him.
No, Culver's is on the list.
World's largest Culver's. I love Culver's. World's largest Culver's.
Okay, so just that specific Culver's.
Okay, the one in Wisconsin.
Melissa, you got anything you want to add to the list?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
I got a biggie.
All right, so do I. So when we come back, Melissa and I will add to the list. And again, if you want to add to it, 312-946-4995. We're adding things to the list. We're adding things to the list. Things that grind our gears, that really frustrate us, because, you know, it's a Monday, and that's just what we tend to do. You know, it's therapeutic in a way.
It is. Just to get things off your chest, it feels so good. Then I feel better personally because I can go about my day, and right. I just have one less thing weighing on me.
Kyle was in Wisconsin over the weekend. He added the world's largest Culver's to the list. Not Culver's.
Which isn't even large.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, it's just the size of like 1.5 Culver's. It's not even that much bigger. So, yeah, not all Culver's, just the world's largest Culver's is added to the list for him. The thing I am adding to the list this week, basketball movies. Whenever basketball and Hollywood mix, they always tend to do the same trope at the end.
Okay.
When it comes down to the last second shot.
Oh, yeah, totally. It does. You know the ending.
The thing that really bothers me is that in the movies, when they take the final shot, the ball will always go through the hoop right before the clock hits zero.
Right, before the buzzer.
That's not that dramatic.
Yeah.
The thing in basketball is you just have to have the ball out of your hand when you take the shot.
Yeah.
To get into the hoop. Okay, so the fact that the ball goes through the hoop before the clock strikes zero is so dumb. It just tells me that the people who made the movie know nothing about basketball. And it is March. So now we really need to be all in on basketball.
Did this come from something from this weekend for you?
Yeah, well, I was watching.
Were you watching Hoosiers?
You know how I do every year when March hits.
Yeah.
I watch Hoosiers,
yeah.
Air Bud, all of the basketball classics. Rest in peace, Gene Hackman. But, you know, like that, it just annoys me. And it's just like one of those like tropes in movies that just really bother me as a sports fan.
It grinds your gears.
It grinds my gears.
I know it does.
Basketball movies, you're going on the list. Kyle, do we have any text messages?
We got a lot of good ones. A 219 texter here. Turning signals in Chicago simply mean to other drivers to speed up and not let you over. So they're adding those to the list.
Oh, yeah.
Rude.
when the speed limit is 50 and the cars in front of you are going 35 miles per hour, adding it to the list.
Come on.
And my favorite one from the 815 texter, the time change. It should be illegal. We're adding it to the list.
It's rude.
I actually love it, though, because we get the extra hour of
sleep. No, we
lose
don't.
An hour of sleep.
We
lost an hour of sleep, but we get the extra hour of daylight, which I'm all for.
That's such a, well, okay, that part's true.
All right, Mel, what are you adding to the list?
Okay, here's what I'm adding to the list. It's almost spring, and I cannot wait for the trees to bloom. Thinking about it last night and then yesterday, I enjoyed the day so much. It was beautiful. Here's what I'm adding to the list. I come into work and I talk about loving the weather that we're going to have today. And my coworker tells me that I am going to jinx the weather today.
We are going to jinx the weather.
Even though it's 5 hours away before it's going to be into the mid-60s.
Wait a minute.
Interesting. So are we adding specifically a coworker to the list?
Yeah,
we're adding a coworker to the list today.
Wait a minute.
Because he is squashing my happiness today.
You know what? I thought it was April showers, not March showers from somebody crying in the studio.
Yeah.
Did I just get added to the list?
So Austin's added to the list because he doesn't enjoy good weather when I'm happy about it.
Why? I don't like this at all.
It's on the list.
On the list.
All right. Just wait till next week. You're lucky I went first this week. Are you guys ready?
I'm very, very, very ready.
Ready.
Okay. Then let's play. Time and now for some Ones Gotta Go, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we will tell you which one's got to go. And joining us today is our dear friend, Brooklyn in McHenry.
Brooklyn,
how are you this morning?
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining us. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Let's do it.
Okay. Right. This one, no one submitted it, but I was curious. One's got to go. Not celebrating your birthday at all or celebrating it for multiple weeks. Which one's got to go, Brooklyn?
Not celebrating my birthday.
Okay. Now, Brooklyn, did you just have a birthday?
Yes.
And how long did you celebrate it for?
2 weeks.
All right.
Two weeks.
Special weeks.
Wait, Brooklyn.
Okay. Wow.
All right. I know why Kyle's asking this.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, Kyle celebrates the entire week leading up to his birthday. Brooklyn, when was your birthday?
March 5th.
March 5th.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, are we still celebrating?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, yes. You know what? If everyone's going to celebrate with you, I say go for
That's
it.
That's fine. Happy birthday, Brooklyn. Yeah, I'm going to say you got to celebrate multiple weeks. If it's if the alternative is not celebrating at all,
absolutely,
then the multiple weeks work.
Bring on a month for all I care. Do it.
All right, fine. July is going to be Kyle's birthday. She said it, not me. All right, next one. This is from a 708 texter. One's got to go. Springing forward or falling back? Brooklyn, which one's got to go?
Falling back has to go.
Oh, why is that?
Because I love spring.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's fair.
Yeah, Brooklyn, you and I are kindred spirits because I agree with you. It's all about the newness. It's like we're getting ready to go into summer. Whereas when you fall back, you gain an extra hour of sleep, but no, you're going into winter, and it is the worst feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to agree. I wasn't going to at first, but I thought about whether I felt better now or last November, and I feel better now.
Yeah. There
so
we go.
That one's got to go.
This is like the Friday of seasons right now. It's like we're going into the weekend.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay, now, Brooklyn, this one might be tough or it might be too easy. I'm kind of scared to ask, but I'll do it anyway. One's got to go. Celebrating your birthday for a month or playing One's Gotta Go with Melissa and Austin.
Oh my
Which
God.
One's Gotta
no.
Go?
Oh, Brooklyn!
I'm gonna say the plain One's Gotta Go.
Wow, Brooklyn. Unhappy birthday to
us. Here we were celebrating her birthday on One's Gotta Go.
Whatever.
Austin.
Melissa.
We got an email from Jamie and Glen Ellen for Dear Melissa and Austin. And Jamie says this. I have a friend who got married a year and a half ago. She got not divorced, but she got the marriage annulled.
Oh, okay.
Right before the wedding, she had a bridal shower, as most brides do. I need your help because she is now engaged again 2 years later and she wants to have another bridal shower. Should she be asking for another bridal shower and gifts again so quickly after the first marriage?
Look, do I think it's rude or right to do? Not really. Unless she like returned the gifts and everything that she got from the first bridal shower before.
It doesn't sound like she did because they were together a year and a half.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like she did. Like personally, I wouldn't go through the whole rigmarole of the pre-wedding stuff. If I had a wedding, the thing got annulled right away. And then, you know what, less than 2 years later, I'm back.
About 2 years later.
To getting like
She's
married
engaged.
Again.
Yeah.
So here's how I would handle it personally. Like I would go and get her another gift, but I would give her a much smaller gift. It's a little much to be asking your friends to fund yet another wedding. That's my thought. What do you think?
I do think it's a little bit early. I think it's also a little bit odd. I'm kind of surprised she wants to have another shower, but...
Yeah, because like a lot of times people for their second marriage, like they don't go through the whole hoopla of the like pre-wedding ceremonies because it's like, you know, it's like, okay, well, I've been here, done that before.
I remember something very similar to this, and this just came to me, is that this happened. And I remember them doing a shower and a full-blown wedding because... Even though she had been married before, he hadn't. And so she wanted him to have the experience of the shower and the full-blown wedding.
Yeah.
So here we go. We go with round two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this has ever happened to anybody else before. It seems like maybe it's rare, but I would probably go the route as Austin. Small gift. Show up. Be a good friend.
Yeah.
And do it not just for her, but for him.
Right. It sounds to me like she is happy again. And you kind of have to take that at face value. Like if she says, you know, she's happy and she's fallen in love again, like you have to believe her. Now, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you type of thing. Like, or wait, is it the other way around?
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
So fool me three times, you know, you can't be fooled again.
Yes, totally. And we really appreciate the email, Jamie.
Yes.
I hope it works out. It's definitely a bit of a unique situation, but it looks like we're on the same page and there's just minimal gifts. Support your friend.
Yeah. If you ever want to reach out to us for Dear Melissa and Austin, you can email me at austin@us99.com or melissa@us99.com. Email us the problem you're going through and we'll try and help you out on the next installment of Dear Melissa and Austin.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put Kyle and I's feelings towards Melissa's weekend plans in a word, it would be simply puzzled. Right?
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
Melissa, over the weekend, took part in a puzzle contest, and to which one I had never heard of in my life. She told us about this on Friday, and we said, Melissa, come Monday morning, you better reveal to us all of the details and tell us how it went down and what exactly you do at a puzzle contest.
I know, this was super fun. This is like my Super Bowl. Like, I was so excited for it to the point where I tried practicing on Thursday.
I love that you called this your Super Bowl. This is the first we're ever hearing about Melissa's love of puzzles.
You know what?
No, just the contest, because it's kind of cool.
Okay, so how did it go? I tell us everything.
I got together with all my friends. We went into a Riverside Town Hall upstairs. They've got like a nice big room up there. They had all the tables laid out, and they had a Riverside puzzle that they had printed up.
Oh, that's kind of cool. How many pieces?
Yeah, how many pieces? 500. That's the big question.
500?
500 piece puzzle.
We had 2 hours to get the puzzle completed. If you didn't get the puzzle completed, then whoever got the farthest, they would count the pieces left.
I feel like half the importance of this is like the people you're working with. Can you work in a team or not? Because, you know, it's like someone's got to get the corner, someone's got to get the edges, someone's got to get the middle.
Which is exactly what we did. Good point, Austin. There was a logo, so I worked on the logo. There was like the Riverside name, so somebody worked on the name and somebody worked on the outside edges.
Okay.
So we had it all planned out. We had 5 of us. We're like, that's the max you can do. 5 people. We are going to blow through this thing, right? I'm so excited. Well, the room was full of people. Some there were tables of two. Ooh. Some were tables of three.
I wouldn't trust the tables of two.
No.
That's a ringer group. That group knows too much.
They've been doing puzzles for a long time.
Exactly. So the timer starts. She gives a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. She checks in every 30 minutes. Next thing I know, we're at the end and we're looking around and everybody at my table goes, "This is stupid. I give up. I don't want to put it."
What?
Because we were so far behind.
Oh, no joke.
And we looked at the couple next to us, table of two, who was way ahead of us.
Least surprising thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, it's almost like too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah. So about 20 minutes before the whole thing was over, everybody just started chatting at my table. And I'm like, well, let's just finish it.
Oh.
I want to at least keep going.
I gave up. I'm not going to lie. Your friends are making a lot more sense now. Just judging based off everything I know about you, Melissa, you're very much the type of person, the second you know you're going to lose, it's, I didn't want to be here anyway.
This is stupid.
This isn't fun.
Yeah.
Yo, you guys are trying? Wait, that's embarrassing.
I'm the one that wanted to finish. I'm like, let's keep going.
I have a feeling Mel's not going to do the puzzle contest next year.
Oh, I totally want to do it, and I'm going to do so many puzzles leading up until that one. At least three.
Oh, I was about to say, over under is three, and I'm taking under. It's going to be the week before. Melissa's going to be like, I haven't done any puzzles.
I haven't done any puzzles whatsoever. It's going to be a Rocky training montage of her just doing puzzles.
I just wanted to let you guys know, we came in last.
Last place?
Yeah.
How many teams?
Probably about 20.
20? You came in 20th place.
You guys were coming 19?
No.
In a 20-team contest.
Go, girlfriends.
Wow. Melissa.
Austin.
There's going to be a lot of people this week that maybe won't be familiar with Ty Myers because this kid is no joke, fresh on the scene, and he is taking the scene by storm. He's going to be playing Joe's Live March 27th. This is a sold out show, and the kid is only 17 years old.
No, he's a baby.
He's not even old enough to go to a show at Joe's Live.
I know. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. He can play there, but he's not allowed to hang out
there. Well, I think it's because he just dropped his his debut album, The Select, in January, the same month he was named Billboard's Rookie of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear his music, you'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. I see why this kid is so talented.
Might hang around here for a little while. It's off to the next town. But you cannot hold me down.
Like, the kid just learned how to drive.
I know, right?
Like, what?
And he's got, like, soulful music.
Right.
It's really soulful.
That's why you want to get in on this show, because you want to get in on the ground floor of a guy like Ty Myers, be like, yeah, I remember when he was a teenager.
You'll be like, I saw him before he was huge.
Yeah, I saw him before he was able to attend a show at Joe's Live. So all week this week, we're giving away tickets to see Ty Myers. But
you're going to have to come with a joke, because you know how it goes. It's, you got to be joking.
Let's go to our comedian of the day today, Kelly in Mokena.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. We have these tickets to go see, the up-and-coming Ty Myers at Joe's Live. You got to come with a joke, so what's yours?
So we have, why did the toilet paper cross the road?
Why did the toilet paper cross the road?
Why?
It got stuck in the crack.
I love a good toilet paper.
It got stuck in the crack.
Butt joke.
There it is.
Mel's getting
in your car. Yeah.
Mel loves some good toilet humor.
Yeah, you know, when it comes from such innocent spots like from Kelly, I love it.
Is that joke good enough to get Kelly these tickets?
It is.
Yay!
Kelly, did anyone ever tell you you got a potty mouth?
Oh, yes.
And we do like some good toilet humor from time to time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course.
As long as they come from great pipe, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's right.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Have you heard of Ty Myers before? He's brand spanking new.
I'm sure I've heard his songs, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited, though. I like new artists.
Me too. You're going to have so much fun at this show. Joe's Live is a great place to see a show.
Yeah, who's going to get your ticket number two?
Probably my husband.
All right, well, you guys have a great time, and thank you for playing You've Got to Be Joking and coming with the toilet joke.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bottoms up, Kelly.
Oh my gosh, Kelly. Thanks so much and have a great time at the show.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Mel, it looks like we're having to walk up to the board and, you know, the board that says, you know, days since we've had toilet humor on Melissa and Austin.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wipe it clean.
Well, start fresh and clean.
Melissa!
Austin!
Let's get some great news. What do you say?
Let's do it. It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me and feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Nicole in Naperville.
What's your great news?
So I've got my Vegas story. I went to Vegas with my girlfriends last weekend.
Solely to see
Garth Brooks. Two of us are going through a divorce, so we said, let's get out of town.
Oh, wow, look at you guys. Oh, wow. Good job getting out of here and doing some fun girl stuff.
So we bought, you know, nosebleed seats at Garth Brooks because it was a last minute thing. Why not?
Yeah.
We actually got pulled to front row.
What? How'd you get that?
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Usher comes up to me and is like, excuse me, can you and your friends come with me, please? And we were like, oh, no. Are we getting kicked out?
Oh, no.
No, front row, Garth, like, dead center stage. Garth had sweat on me. Like,
he had sweat on me.
I am not even kidding you. I've got his DNA somewhere on me.
That is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Trisha Yearwood came out, and I got to sing in her microphone.
You did?
Stop.
Swear to God.
Nicole.
I'm not kidding you. It was like an unbelievable experience. My girlfriend got to strum on Garth's guitar and gave her his guitar pick.
Get out of here. Not many people can say that. That's unbelievable. Not many people get picked to do that.
It all started with last row seats, basically.
100%. We were like third from the last row. We just were going just to go. Like, let's have some fun. But yeah, it was a blast. And the worst part about it is that he doesn't allow you to have your phone. So we have no pictures, no evidence, other than one professional photo that they took, like, behind the stage of us, like, in front of him. So that was really cool. Great trip. Memorable. Such a good experience. But my girlfriend ended up having a seizure the last night we were there.
And
we found a mass on her brain, and she's going through some treatment this week. So
lots of prayers
out there, everyone who's listening. And, I mean, we had a great time in Vegas. I know. Talk about high highs and low lows.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. A roller coaster of emotions. Nicole, what's your friend's name?
Her name is Kim.
Okay. Well, maybe you can pass along that we hope she's going to be okay. I truly mean that.
Yeah.
She's going to be good. She's in good hands. She's got some great doctors.
Good.
So, great support system. But yeah, I mean, Garth Brooks, I just, like, how do you, God, I'm still on a high from that.
I bet. I would do. Where did you see him?
At Caesar's Palace at the Coliseum.
Continuing this Vegas streak, we've had another caller call in saying they saw Garth at Caesar's, and it was same thing. Trisha came out and they were hilarious together. And
yeah, there was laughter, there was tears. I mean, the emotion, I've never sat that close, and it was just like, just to feel the energy, the band. I mean, I wouldn't want to sit anywhere, you know, anywhere else, right?
It's
And then we decided to leave, go back to our hotel. We threw $25 on the roulette table and won $900.
What?
And we were like,
Nicole, what is this, a real call right now? Is this a real call?
You got a horseshoe up your butt.
We were like, we throw the money down, we hit 900, and we all look at each other like, we're walking away. Can we walk away? Do we have to keep gambling? The guy's like, nope, y'all can leave. And that was like the only gambling we did.
Oh my gosh.
We were done. After that. We were like, let's not let this luck run out.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for this call, the roller coaster of a call. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Guys, I've got a story to tell.
Do you?
Do you remember back when we went to Kenny Chesney, not the last time he was at Soldier Field, but two Soldier Field trips ago?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I remember.
We were walking the tailgates, having fun. Kyle, I believe that was like your first week on the job.
Yeah, I had just started.
We run into a group of people. And, you know, look, we meet a lot of people when we are out at these tailgates. Okay? And so to like really be memorable, like you got to do something wild.
Okay.
And we met a woman who did just that. Stuck a balloon up her shirt, pretended like she was pregnant, and started calling herself Hot Mama.
I do not remember this at all.
I don't know if I remember this either.
Well, she made such an impression on us. We actually talked about her the Monday following the concert.
Okay.
I've got a photo to show you guys.
I'm sure that will help.
She she's walking around, and I remember it vividly, and that might be because this past weekend I ran into Hot Mama.
You ran into Hot Mama?
I ran into Hot Mama again.
Where did you run into Hot Mama?
So Elmer's had their St. Patrick's Day parade this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
So we went out, partook in the parade, and then we went to a St. Patrick's Day party thrown by our neighbors literally right after that.
You're really getting to know your neighbors.
I love my neighbors.
Yeah.
They're awesome. And we, while I was there, they were like, hey, you know, struck up conversation with a couple of ladies, and they're like, you know, you went out to Kenny Chesney. And I was like, yeah. We met you out there. We were with a woman by the went by Hot Mama. And I was like, wait a second. Hang on one second. Pull out my phone. Scroll the photos. Go to that date. This Hot Mama?
Oh,
that's the one. Sure enough,
gosh.
These two women I was talking to, two of the ladies that were in the photo.
Really?
Wow.
And then they go, Hot Mama's coming a little bit later.
No way!
She's related to the people whose house we were at.
No way.
For this party.
Oh my God.
Did she show up with a balloon underneath her stomach again?
No.
Is she still Hot Mama?
She had the kid.
Oh, okay. All right, Hot Mama.
But she did bring her husband, which is a little awkward for me. Because I was like, listen, we are done. We are no longer together, okay? I don't want any jealousy to be flying. But that was an awkward run-in with someone from my past, right?
Yeah. That's a little weird.
Yeah, it is.
We want to know, what was your awkward run-in with someone from the past? 312-946-4995. You know, you're just out and about, and all of a sudden, wait a minute.
You didn't expect to ever see Hot Mama again.
Yeah, I know, of all the people in Chicago.
Yeah.
Of course, 312-946-4995. What was your awkward run-in with someone from your past? We want to hear the story. 312-946-4995. Mike in Deerfield.
Have you had an awkward run-in with someone from your past?
Oh, my goodness, have I. Oh, man.
Oh, no. What is it?
All right. So my buddies and I like to make little videos, and we'll have somebody videotaping from further away and just kind of being funny and stuff. And so a buddy of mine, you know, we're acting like we're a couple, a male friend of mine. So we're going around, we're acting like we're a couple.
Okay.
And being funny and doing different things, and then I ran into my ex-girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. Wait, did she see you acting like that? Was she like
she
super confused?
She absolutely saw me. I turned my head and I got the heck out of there.
Oh my gosh, you didn't talk to her at all?
No, I didn't go try to talk to her. She definitely saw me. We locked eyes completely. did not try to talk to her.
Wait a minute, so now is she thinking like you switched teams or something?
She's thinking I switched teams. I didn't do, you know, we never did any of this stuff, these videos, whatever. She has no idea I do any of that stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
You know, what the heck? Like, what did I do to this guy?
You
oh, my
knew.
Gosh.
She's...
Oh, my gosh. That's not only the awkwardness of running into an ex, but it's the awkwardness of running into the ex doing what you were doing.
Doing what I was doing and them knowing all of my childhood friends.
Oh, no. Well, rumors are going to be spreading now, so.
Oh, no. Oh, Mike.
That's so good, Mike.
You're like, it's more video. It's more video.
It's just a video.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for the call. That was
awesome. Oh, Mike
is
phenomenal. Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
It was good talking to you this morning. Have
okay,
a good day.
You too.
Likewise, man. Have a good one. Jeff from Chicago.
Did you have an awkward run-in with someone from your past?
It was pretty bad, yes.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I'm a fireman, and we had an accident on the highway. It's just a little fender bender.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there. I'm talking to the patient. She's signing a refusal, and she looks at me, and she goes, I was your stripper at your bathroom party.
What? What?
Oh, no way.
What?
What in the world? What did you say?
We laughed. We hugged. It was pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh. That's
Jeff!
Hilarious. She was going to work downtown into the city when she got in the accident. It was hilarious.
Hold on.
Oh, geez.
Hold on. Jeff.
Yep.
So when she said
hey,
this,
remember-
you, You were like,
remembered me.
Did you remember her right when she said it?
Oh, I remembered her. Yeah, it all came back.
Wait a minute. Okay, this is too much.
I know, this is hilarious.
This is a woman who I'm assuming frequents many a bachelor party and does multiple, works many events, if you will.
This is about a year later, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And she remembered you and your bachelor party.
I have a question. Why do you think she remembered you?
We had a good, it was a good night.
It was a good night. It was a good night. Okay, now, Jeff, are you married? Were you the one getting married?
I was the one getting married, yes.
Does your now wife know about it?
She thought it was hilarious.
I bet
that
she
is
did.
Too funny.
Oh, my God. Did you have a long conversation, or was it just like in and out?
No, it was real quick. Just passing by. How are you doing? You still married? Yeah.
Are you still married?
Still married.
Why is she asking
married?
You that? That's hilarious.
You know, normally it's the fireman that is the stripper at a bachelorette party.
Right?
Yeah, no, it was the other way around.
Yeah, this time it's the other way around.
So funny.
Oh my gosh, Jeff. Wow, that is a great story. Thank you so much for sharing.
All right, you guys have a good one.
It is 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Webb Chevy. Two great locations serving Oaklawn and Plainfield. And today, joining us is Kim in Oak Forest and Bill in Gilbert. Bill, why don't you say hello to Kim?
Hello, Kim.
Hi, Gilbert. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Well, you guys, you are up for these Russell Dickerson tickets. He is amazing. This is going to be a fantastic show. Now, with the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. There's a rule to the game. It's that your name is your buzzer. Are you both feeling ready to go?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
With all of that said, let's play. Question number one. Don't Take the Girl was the first number one hit for what country superstar,
Bill.
Actor? Oh, Bill.
Tim McGraw.
Is it Tim McGraw? It is. Bill's on the board. 1-0.
Here we go. Question number two. What country music group sings the song Take My Name?
3 seconds.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Shoot. It was Parmalee.
Oh.
Tell him, Blanc. Question number three. Bill still leads 1-0. In 1997, Trisha Yearwood released a version of How Do I Live? That same year, another artist dropped a version of that same song. Who was that artist?
Mm-hmm.
3 seconds.
Oh, man.
We're looking for Leanne Rimes. Rimes.
Dang it.
Well, Bill won, Kim zero. So, Kim, you're going to have to try to get in there. Here is question number four. Florida Georgia Line sang the song Drinking Beer, Talking God, Amen with what country artist?
Bill.
Bill.
3 seconds. Didn't get in time, but also wasn't right. Kim, okay. You want to take a guess?
No, I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're
no
very
idea.
Quiet over there, Kim.
We're looking for Chase Rice. Chase Rice.
Yeah, we'll never get that right.
All right. Fifth and final question. Kim, you need this to send it to a bonus question. What country and rock artist known for wearing glasses sings the song Give Heaven Some Hell?
Kim. Eric Church.
Is it Eric Church? It is not.
No.
And Bill, we'd go for your answer, but we don't necessarily need to. We're looking for Hardy. But that means, yep. Bill, you're going to see Russell Dickerson in our sound space.
All right. Thank you.
This is going to be really amazing.
This is so cool.
These are the coolest things. So I hope you have a great time seeing Russell there. Kim, we have more tickets for this all week long, so you can call back and try again, okay?
Okay, I'll try again.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.